It's Tuesday, 18th of November 2014. This is HPR episode 642 in Idled First Time Og Camp. And as part of the series Og Camp, it is hosted by first time host Al and is about 14 minutes long. Feedback can be sent to Al at signadmin@infodcast.co.uk or by leaving a comment on this episode. The summary is join Al and Jerry where we discuss our first visit to Og Camp.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, I'm Al.
I'm Jerry.
And we met at Og Camp. We decided that we'd kind of wanted to come and do an episode on HBR to tell people about Og Camp. This is my first year at Og Camp, and it was Jerry's first one as well, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It was really fun. I had a lot of fun. Drank a lot of beer. Went to a lot of talks. And generally had a really good time, met lots of nice people as well, let's not forget that bit. It was really good. I don't know where to start really. Well, I mean, start with the pub on the first night, which is where we sort of met really, isn't it?
It's my first kind of open source event I went to, and I was a bit nervous about going because I don't really know that many people in the open source community, and I was really surprised when I got there. I kind of heard a couple of voices that I knew on different podcasts. Fab from Linux Outlaws, I heard. Yeah, and we then kind of met the people from Linux Luddites.
Yeah, we got to meet our podcasting heroes, and in fact ended up talking to the Linux Luddites lot for most of the evening, I seem to remember. It was interesting, definitely. And I don't know, I don't often get to talk to people about Linux, really, because, I talk to people at work about it, obviously, because I work with a group of Linux admins, but not really that sort of open source free culture side, just how to get the blinking thing working, you know, that side of things. Yeah, so that was interesting as well.
I was surprising how everyone was so friendly when we kind of, if anyone would just wanted to talk, you started talking to, they started talking back to, really.
Yeah. I mean, I do a bit of freelance work, as I was saying, and I go to this, I'll put in a quick plug for the farm in Brighton, their sort of group of freelancers. And when a lot of people, especially, you know, techie people get together and they're all there for a reason, either to sort of tout their wares as a freelancer or just talk about techie stuff, then it turns into a very friendly evening generally, and that, I think that was a really good way to start the first Og Camp. It was good.
Then the next day, obviously, it was the actual Og Camp, and then I went to, and we didn't really know what to expect, kind of thing. I knew that people had, there was talks and stuff, so. And there was meant to be like a website that you could go to, wasn't there?
Yeah, Campfire Manager, that is, yeah. I did go to it. It did seem to be working for me, but it didn't seem to be working for the majority of people there. I think someone had, it was something to do with DNS records on the server or something. It was down to low-tech post-it notes on the board and everyone voting for their talks that way.
Yeah, I went to, my first one was the one again with the Stuart. He was it was about his wanting to develop a a projector for his mobile phone, so he didn't have to take his laptop when he went to do these kind of talks. And it was really interesting, and just like people coming up with ideas of how to solve this problem.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole sort of open source ideology, I suppose. But one of the talks that I wanted to, I wish I'd gone to now, was the evolution of social coding, I think it was called, which it's been the title's been intriguing me ever since OggCamp, because I've never been much of a coder, but I can see with things like GitHub, how that could be, social coding could be a really useful thing. Not actually done any sort of social coding, if you like, myself, but it's something that interests me as I sort of do more and more coding, I suppose.
It is a shame that you can't go to all the talks at the same time, because I wish one of, there was one about like hacking thermostats for your radiators, which I would really like to go and see after I went and talked to the guy on the in the kind of the section
Yeah, the exhibition.
where they had all the where you could actually have, you could tweet that coding machine and printed it out. The
Oh
teletyping, was it a
yeah.
teletyping
Yeah,
machine?
you send a tweet to the to this someone's account, and it prints it out on this ancient teletype. Yeah. That's really good.
There's loads of different talks you go. I was really surprised at the diversity of talks. I mean, the best one I went to is one about a guy who was how you can encrypt stuff in Vi, but it was really the encryption was flawed, and the guide showed you how you could how it worked.
Yeah, I maybe it was wrong. Like I was saying just before we went on air, I'd forgotten all about that talk. Maybe it's just the state of the hangover or whatever that when I saw it. But I did find it interesting at the time. Definitely, must have a look at it at actually doing that. One of the talks that I found really interesting was a guy had made a hydrogen-powered Raspberry Pi, using, well, I think it was basically available as a kit, but yeah, just an interesting thing to sort of hack together in your spare time is using a fuel cell to power a Raspberry Pi rather than powering it off the grid. And I think, I don't know, I think this whole sort of hardware hacking, open source, sharing of ideas, things going to be really useful in the future when we come to having to do. It might be necessary for people to do this kind of thing for themselves, and if people can be connected and share ideas like that over the internet and come up with ideas like that, it might lead to a better world for everyone. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a talk. Popey did a talk on his Ubuntu phone, which is quite interesting. I think that's one of the most went to talks.
Yeah,
There's quite a lot of people crammed into one
it
little
was the
small room.
smallest room, wasn't it? The probably the best attended talk of the weekend, the smallest room. But yeah, it was about the Ubuntu phone, wasn't it?
Things you could listen to. I mean, I'd definitely recommend anyone who's thinking about going, if there's going to be one next year, to definitely go.
I'm planning to go next year if there is one. I mean, I think all they say is they don't rule it out, and I think they but. By the time it gets to about sort of I don't know, Easter next year, they kind of got a venue in mind, and then they well, the podcasts that we tend to listen to will kind of advertise it. Usually Ubuntu UK, the well, soon to be deceased Linux Outlaws would sort of advertise it, and
Yeah, I mean,
Keep.
I'm definitely thinking if someone is out there listening to podcasts and worried about that I won't know anyone, don't worry, you meet other people. Everyone was in the same boat at some point. Everyone was, you can just start, like we did, start just randomly just talking in the pub together. So.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, I was like, yeah, I went there on my own, didn't know anyone, and you just get talking to people, don't you? And here we are, we're still talking.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good.
Yeah, if you want to catch us, Jerry actually has come and kind of co-host on the kind of podcast, which I do, which is a kind of Windows Linux system admin podcast. If you want to find out more, just go to www.adminadminpodcast.co.uk.
Yeah, it's been a month of firsts, I think. My first ever podcast, first ever OddCamp, first ever HPR. So yeah, long may it continue.
Okay, well, thank you for listening.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.